Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The top stories happening in Houston.
This is what's trending in Texas.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Morning Bullpen Show. I am George and Mo and Eric are there. Good morning, Mo.
Hey, George.
Happy birthday today.
Tomorrow. Thank you.
Oh, is it tomorrow?
It's tomorrow. I honestly just looked at the calendar. I was like, I don't know what day it is. But thank you.
And I got to cancel a bunch of stuff that I have planned to drop off then.
Prime now. Canceled.
Good morning to Eric. How are you feeling today?
You know what you're asking, George.
I don't know. What do you mean?
Did you go to the bathroom number two?
No, we're on day number six.
You like the misery.
Something about it.
You love it.
I like all the attention. Everybody's treating me like a pretty, pretty princess.
Exactly. There's so many things you could have done to go to the bathroom. Why didn't you do one of
them? No, I can't. There's honestly nothing I could do. They're giving me all the medicine. It's all going to happen. It's going to happen. But my wife is treating me like a sweet little puppy.
You love it.
Just serving me up chicken broth.
Stop it.
It's lovely.
This is our life.
All right. Now that you know way too much about our lives, let's talk a little bit about what's trending here in Texas. Here are the top three things.
Number three.
I hope some of y'all enjoyed a nice surprise vacation yesterday when your email was down. It was like a holiday miracle if you have Microsoft. They, I guess, restored services after the outage yesterday. It was email, it was Teams, it was Microsoft 365. So basically everything you use at work. Progress on the recovery was super slow. It's like everyone is on vacation or something already. Like it's a holiday. I don't know.
Number two.
All right, this is crazy. Ticket prices for Saturday's Longhorns Aggies game is setting a record, like the highest price tickets of a regular season game ever.
Whoa.
I know the rivalry hasn't been in 12 years, but the game is now the most expensive regular season game, and that counts for college football and NFL.
Yes, yes.
So insane. The last time they were this high was when Tom Brady played his first game in Gillette Stadium after leaving the Patriots in 2019.
No way.
That was the last time.
What?
I have another fun fact for you, Eric, that you're really going to like.
Okay.
You could go to the rest of the Cowboys games this season.
And the top story trending in Texas.
For less than a college football
And season. The top story trending in Texas.
That's a good way to shut her up, Eric.
and the top story trending in Texas.
We actually saw chili this morning, George. It's freezing. When I woke up in Richmond, temperatures were in the 40s. It's actually just cold front number one. Cold front number two is coming on Thanksgiving. And you know what? Thanksgiving is going to actually feel like Thanksgiving in Houston. I'm talking highs around 68 on Thursday. For our day today, highs around 72.
made me think that Eric was going to play that one more time. Come on, Eric, one more time.
And the top story trending in Texas.
You could go do the rest trending, of the Cowboys game.
That's what's trending in Texas. All powered by your good friends at Bayway Jeep in Pasadena.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Another day of helping out Operation Turkey. They served over 10,000 people last year, and we love being involved with them. Started by veterans, OperationTurkey.com is the website. We're going to share more information and here to tell us more about it. Larry is here this morning. Larry, tell us how you got started for Operation Turkey.
Yeah, thank you, George. It's 3 years ago only for me, and I'm a Rotarian, so our club said, we'd like to help out with Operation Turkey because of what veterans did. They said, you know, so it is in the Spring Branch American Legion Hall. That's one of the locations. Katy has a location and Pasadena has a location. And I'm at St. Paul's United Methodist Church, which is in the museum district.
And Larry, you were talking about being in the museum district. What area do you all mostly serve?
Really the downtown 3rd Ward, 5th Ward areas of town. That's who we serve. And a lot of the town people that come in and help us are from that area, too. So we get moms and dads and kids and all that coming in. I know just on last year on Thursday morning, we had about 750 people packing up lunches, turkey dinners for all these people. You know, the unique thing about Operation Turkey is that we're helping people that can't get out. What if you're stuck at home, you're in a wheelchair, you don't drive, all these reasons that there's folks that need further assistance. And that's Operation Turkey, because we deliver. We like the fact that we use kids that are volunteering, and they're the great designers. We have these styrofoam containers that hold all the turkey and all that stuff. Well, really, they need to be beautified. So the kids sit over in their own special area with crayons and markers and stuff, and they take their hand and they lay it down. It's funny how you lay your hand out with your thumb. It makes a nice turkey.
It does make a nice
so
turkey.
So you just roll that thing around there. You knock those out, and the kids are doing that while the moms and dads and the students.
So if you're listening this morning and you want the kids to help draw on the containers, or you want to help package up the lunches, you want to deliver, there are a lot of different ways that you can help. And also, if you can't make it, but you would like to help this organization, you can also do a donation at OperationTurkey.com.
Oh, and Wednesday, if you come for the turkey tailgate, I've got Pat Green tickets. So I'll give those away at the Katy location. You have to come volunteer with me and my family at the Katy location Wednesday, turkey tailgate day. Got Pat Green tickets in my hand.
All right. Tomorrow morning, this time, we're going to tell you about Operation Turkey's turkey tailgate. tailgate day and get ready for Thanksgiving Day. It's all tomorrow morning as we help support OperationTurkey.com. Get all the details online or you can text us here at 100.3 The Bull.
Still to come on the Morning Bullpen.
What's the dumbest reason your car got damaged? 713-881-5500. I'm talking like a wreck for a silly reason. Maybe your car was parked and you did something dumb and broke it. 713-881-5500. Oh, don't go judging other people over there. This is Eric's story to tell. The dumb reason your car broke. It's coming up next.
We are here on Thanksgiving week, just pondering the big problems in life. 713-881-5500 is the number this morning. I want to hear the craziest story that you ever had when you damaged your car.
Ooh.
We were talking about this because Eric with a K had a situation the other day in which you nearly crashed your new car.
Yeah, you know those movie scenes where somebody looks up and then all of a sudden they're in the other lane and they've got headlights just barreling towards them?
Mm-hmm.
I had that same moment. Like that moment happens in real life, but it was all for the dumbest reason because I reached over and I just tried to get something out of my eye. I just had something in my eye and I rubbed it and my eyelash flipped inside out and went under my eyelid.
Yeah.
And just, I started like convulsing, like freaking out. I couldn't see anything. I could not drive straight. I just was going left and right. And when I finally got the eyelash out of my eye, I was in the other lane and there was the car coming, going, and finally I got out of the way, but I almost was in a bad wreck because of an eyelash.
You know what? Every time you tell a story, I think more and more, what an alpha male you truly are.
That's what it is. I'm like, wow.
An eyelash. Wow. Nearly took him down, Mo. An eyelash.
Come on, George. You have to have had some dumb way that your car got damaged.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The one that I remember most is in college, and we were out. I can't remember if it was like the morning after a party or whatever, mm-hmm. but a friend of mine, Eddie Seaver was his name, and he always loved to eat like burgers and drink milk.
Disgusting.
I know. It sounds horrible, but that was his thing. So he always got milk every time we would go out for a burger or whatever. Mm-hmm. So he had a mouth. He had a mouthful of burger and a mouthful of milk and had to sneeze. And he sneezed all over the windshield. And we couldn't see and actually wound up crashing the car.
No, because
it wasn't bad. We ran off in a ditch. I mean, we didn't hurt anybody else. But.
Oh, my gosh. 713-881-5500. What is the dumbest reason your car got damaged? 713-881-5500.
People are actually calling.
You got to have a story.
No, the reasons I damage my car are not dumb. Like, it's just like I back into things or I run things over. Like, those are real things. Now, should I be doing it? Probably not. Especially with as many cameras as we have in our cars these days.
All right. We'd like to know. You got a story for us this morning? 713-881-5500. Tell us the craziest reason that your car got damaged. Now on the Bull. Waking up to a chilly morning here in Houston, and Thanksgiving week looks wonderful. We'll tell you about that, give the full weather details coming up in just a few minutes here on the Morning Bullpen Show. Right now, we're talking about the craziest way that you've ever damaged your car. I was with a fellow who was eating hamburger and milk and sneezed and had a mouthful of milk and hamburger. Covered the windshield and we ran off into a ditch.
Makes me so nauseous.
And Eric, what was the manly way that you nearly were taken out yesterday?
By an eyelash. I got it stuck in my eye. It hurt real bad, George.
Really couldn't recover from that one.
I swerved all over the road and lost control.
All right, we want to know the craziest way you've ever damaged your car. 713-881-5500 here with George, Mo, and Eric.
Jimmy's on the phone in Pearland. Jimmy, you damaged your car in a weird way while you were driving?
Hello?
Hey, friend. What happened to you?
Oh, hey, I was in college, headed to work, mm-hmm. and started having a sneezing attack. I sneezed 6 times mm-hmm. and couldn't see. I look up. I'm in the middle of the intersection, and I T-boned another car, totaled my car, knocked him 3 lanes out of the intersection. It was horrible. Yeah.
That's how my dad always says that I'm going to go, because I sneeze violently. Like, it takes over my whole body.
I don't know if I've ever seen you sneeze, actually.
I am allergic to lots of things, so I sneeze often. Jimmy, I'm glad you're okay.
We need to start like a manly man's club, Jimmy.
Yeah, that's pretty manly.
I'm in. Hey, those eyelashes and those sneezes, they're going to take
this
out.
Teresa's on the phone in Splendora. Hey, Teresa, tell us what happened to you.
I was on 3083, and out of the blue, a buck came by and sideswiped me.
Wait,
and he didn't even have insurance.
Deer hit you?
Yeah, a deer hit me. I didn't hit the deer.
Is he okay?
Well, I don't really care, because he didn't have insurance.
He didn't have insurance.
So
he was an uninsured buck.
Yeah, he was an uninsured buck. That's right.
Carl's on the phone in Montgomery. Hey, Carl, tell us what happened.
Hi, y'all.
Hey,
so, my wife and I, when we were first married, which is a long time ago, we were pulling in the driveway, and just for the fun, I would cover her eyes and tell her, you know, turn right, turn left, turn right, turn left. And then I said left, and then left, and then left, and then she hit the tree.
Oh, my God.
I never took my hand off her eyes, and to top it off, I needed her to turn right, and I was telling her left the whole time.
All right, so we asked people to call up for the dumbest way that your car got damaged, and I don't think anyone can be covering the driver's eyes and directing.
It's just for fun, Eric. This is how they have fun, okay?
Still to come on the Morning Bullpen.
Oh, y'all, my husband is a proud and jealous man. I gotta tell y'all why he's trying to get me to stop bra shopping. Ooh. That's coming up next.
It's the Morning Bullpen. George, Mo, Eric with a K, and Thanksgiving week. Just looking at the weather, by the way, today is going to be gorgeous. It is going to be about 70 for the high today. Right now, waking up in the 40s and the 50s. Then we'll be back up in the 80s tomorrow for Thanksgiving, back in the 60s. So get ready for the seesaw of weather here on 100.3 The Bull.
Y'all, I want to know if you're like my husband, the plumber. He wants me to stop bra shopping.
No, that's the best. Please, ladies, don't
Why
listen
does
to him.
He want you to stop?
Okay, so over the weekend, the kids put him down for a nap, and I treated myself. Went to a bra boutique in Sugar Land to get fitted and get some new bras. Okay, this is like a thing that moms do not make time for. They don't do it for themselves.
Yeah.
We need to do it, right?
Yeah.
So I went, and my husband's like thinking about it. He's like, what? I have a question, logistical question. And I was like, oh, here we go. He's like, does that lady see your boobs? And I know I slow blinked to him. I was like, yeah, babe. Yeah, she does. And he's like, what? He couldn't comprehend that this was the case. And I was like, well, she's fitting me for bras. Like, that's her job. She sees a lot of them. Like, I don't understand the big deal. And he, for some reason, just could not get over it. He kept bringing it up. He kept talking about it. And then I think it really, like, processed in his brain that a lot of people get to enjoy this privilege.
That are not him. Wait, beside the bra lady.
Like my spray tan lady.
I was going to say, wait a minute, what?
When I go get a spray tan, I am completely all out there doing some wacky poses for this person who is all up in my business and my crevices.
So that's two right off the bat.
I mean, and then after you have kids, like, nothing is private anymore. You know what I mean?
I guess
you've
doctors.
Been all up in doctors. Yeah.
Doctors. Yeah.
I don't like this either.
My mom, like, we changed in front of each other.
What?
Like, no big deal. I don't know. It's just not a thing.
Oh, my goodness. I had no idea so many people were seeing the girls.
Everyone.
Wait. Let me ask a question, though, Eric.
You guys
would
need more logistical questions.
Would you change clothes in front of your father?
Would I change clothes in front of my father?
Yeah.
Mo just said that she changes clothes that her and her mom, you know, just like completely. Would you do that in front of your dad?
Well, I would, because my dad's blind. I'd be like, you can't see the
next question.
Dad, you can't see all this glory. Sorry, you're missing out on the show of a lifetime.
Wait, but don't dudes shower in front of each other, like in the locker room?
Never have. Never have, never would.
You didn't play sports, though.
No.
You were in theater.
Yeah.
I'm talking about real guys.
Yeah. Sports guys, absolutely. You had one big shower.
Sorry,
and
George,
like all the shower
Eric
heads.
Just fell down
that
on
was
the ground.
The worst. Yeah.
I need a shirt that says theater guys are real guys.
I'm sure they are. They just don't shower together, okay?
So the count is up to how many? At least five, right, Mo?
That see you? There's some more people out there. Well,
come on, if you're just being all willy-nilly about it, then let's make it six.
Still to come on the Morning Bullpen.
Get me out of here. Coming up is jury duty. And today, I know y'all are shocked I'm being attacked. Because what's new? Today's jury duty is all about something you might be doing this holiday season. I'm doing it. George, Eric, hate it. It's coming up. Jury duty. It's up next.
It's time for jury duty this morning. Here's the situation. We're just out here trying to solve the world's problems. And Mo, the question this morning is,
do wish lists violate the spirit of Christmas?
Mm-hmm. Now, what do you mean wish lists? Like if I give you a list of what I want for Christmas?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody needs to talk to my wife about this.
Wait, why? She can call 713-881-5500. This is what jury duty is all about. What does Deanna say?
Because she is the wish list queen.
Yes.
I mean, she starts in October. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, never too early to get your Christmas list in. Mm-hmm. Get your Christmas list in. Get your Christmas list in.
George, Moe is way worse than Deanna. She told me on the elevator that she starts her Christmas list all year long.
Yes,
she
I
just
keep
has
a running total. I have everyone's name in the notes section of my phone. And when I thoughtfully think of something that should be on their list or think something that I want that I don't need, I put it on the list. Like this running list goes all year
long.
Okay,
but that's different.
But hang on. See, this is different. If you're making a list of things you want to get for other people, that's mm-hmm. one thing. But asking someone for a list... Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, oh, here's what I want. It's kind of like the conversation we had the other day. Here's what I want for Christmas. Get mm-hmm. these things for me. Does it violate the spirit of Christmas,
Okay, so
Eric?
When you talk about the spirit of Christmas, what are you speaking of? Like, what
generosity. What you're doing, making a list for other people, mm-hmm. that is the spirit of Christmas. You hear them say, mm-hmm. oh, I could really use some camo pants. And mm-hmm. you go, ooh, Eric wants camo pants. I'm going to put it on my list. But to make a list for yourself saying, I want this and I want this. And then when Christmas time comes, here it is. Here's my list of things I want.
You're wrong.
These are my demands.
You're wrong. You're wrong.
No.
You're absolutely wrong.
Of course I'm not wrong.
The spirit of Christmas, obviously it's Jesus's birthday. But in the spirit, we also celebrate in my household, Santa Claus. And he takes your list, checks it twice, and he's going to find out if you're naughty or nice.
No,
and that is the spirit of Christmas that I
you
also
are not listening to the
celebrate.
Lyrics of that song. He's making a list and checking it twice of the boys and girls. It's not your wish list. He's not checking
right.
your list
you're not
twice.
We're not making the list and giving it to Santa. Santa's making his own list and checking it
Santa
twice.
Santa can't
you're
do
right,
that.
Eric.
There's too much.
All right. We got to let the jury settle.
All right, jury, we need you. 713-881-5500. Kim is on the phone in Houston. Kim, you're half done with your shopping. High five, girl. The question today, do wish lists violate the spirit of Christmas? Yes or no?
No, absolutely not. I ask for a wish list. Mm-hmm. That way it makes it simple for me to get the gifts you really want.
Yeah, and you're not saying exactly what you're going to get. You're just giving, like, guidelines.
Right, exactly.
Wishes,
it makes it
dreams.
Easy for all of us.
All right, but Kim, would you make a list yourself?
Absolutely, I do that. Mm-hmm. I do that, and I share, you know, with my girls. I share, this is what I want. Now tell me what you want.
Yeah.
And it makes it easy. Nobody
you're
has
still
to
surprised what you're actually going to get.
Okay.
Thank you. Jessica's on the phone in Willis. Jessica says
name
you're also half done shopping.
List.
Congratulations. The question, do wish lists violate the spirit of Christmas, Jessica? Yes or no?
Absolutely not. No.
Thanks, Jessica.
What's
That's
on
all
your
we
list?
Did.
What do you got on your list this year, Jessica?
I don't know what my list is. I know everyone around me.
See, that's the thing, is it feels icky to make it for yourself.
No, that's just a mom thing. Magic wouldn't happen without moms. Thank you, Jamie. Or just, yes. Jamie's on the phone in Galena Park. Hey, Miss Jamie, you've done zero shopping, which I really appreciate. Do wish lists violate the spirit of Christmas? Yes or no?
For sure. I wouldn't be able to do none of my Christmas shopping without lists. I have so many grandkids. I would have no idea what to get them.
Aww.
But does it take a little bit of the magic and thoughtfulness out of you finding something that little Billy would like? Because he likes Ninja Turtles.
No, she can barely remember their names, let alone what they want for Christmas. Give Jimmy a break.
I do ask him what's the most favorite thing that they want.
Aww.
But give your Go-Go, my grandma name's Go-Go, give Go-Go Aww. A list of what you want.
Let Go-Go have a list, y'all.
All right. Yes. Well, we're going to let you Go-Go. Thanks for being on the jury.
Holly's in Richmond. Holly, it says here you hate Christmas because your kids have birthdays in December. But we still want your opinion. Do wish lists violate the spirit of Christmas? Yes or no?
Yes. Awesome. I listen to my kids all year long of what they need, and I get them what I've heard. I don't even like to make me a Christmas list. You should know what I like over the year.
What do you like, Holly?
There you go.
I like the simple things, bath gels, and you know, I love relaxing baths. And
okay. Time that. Away from the children is what I'm hearing.
You deserve it.
But with adult children now and their birthdays in the same week as Christmas, their list is really high, and it's just too expensive for me.
Yeah, feel ya. All right, that's jury duty. Eric hit the gavel. Do wish lists violate the spirit of Christmas? And the answer is nah.
Oh.
I'm sorry, y'all.
All right.
Sorry, y'all. I think you learned a lot today, though.
Yes. I learned that I need to be making a list of demands.
And Santa's going to check it twice.
And checking it twice, evidently. So
you are hearing that wrong.
That's jury duty this morning. We do it every day here on the Morning Bullpen.
It's time for the 10-minute tune. You know how it works. All you have to do is give us a topic, and Eric has to create a song and come back and perform it in 10 minutes. But before we get started, Sherry, you had a question?
I want to know how he comes up with all of us ideas so fast and what song he sings them to.
Okay, so Eric, you know what? Let's just take a second here and kind of pull back the curtain on how you do this. When people call and make a suggestion, does like a certain song pop into your head, or does the idea, how does it work? What's your weird brain? I mean, your creative brain deal with this?
My weird brain. Yes, I'll admit that it's weird. It either associates a keyword from the topic with a rhyming word in the title of a famous song. Or if I've been singing a song over and over in my head, then I'll just find a way to make it work because I've got that song in my head already.
Make a song about how you figure out what to do. I mean, do you look it up on the internet? Are you prepared?
Oh, yeah. Google is definitely my best friend in those 10 minutes.
Okay, well, that helps a lot because I thought, man, this guy is amazing.
Well, he is amazing. That is true.
But Google's also amazing.
No, I didn't mean it in a bad way.
Sherry, I'm going to stop us for just a second because he always plays this off. This really is a gift, don't you think?
I do.
I think it's amazing what he does. So maybe a song about that.
Me too.
George is using air quotes every time he says gift, by the way. It's a gift. And he's winking at me.
Thanks, Sherry.
Oh, Lord. Okay, y'all have a good day.
All right, but we still need an idea of what to sing about. We need a topic. 713-881-5500. Good morning.
I think you should sing about pet names for your spouse. I personally call my husband Big Daddy.
Oh.
Do we need to ask why?
More details.
Okay. Because he's a... No. It's totally PG.
Okay, good.
He grew up loving the Golden Girls, and Blanche called her dad Big Daddy. So he wants that to be his grandpa name.
Aww.
So we just started now. He's Big Daddy.
Okay. That's funny. My best friend calls her grandpa Big Daddy, and it weirds me out.
That's who he is in my contacts.
That's cute for your husband.
I love that. And you know what? It's just the dirty minds of the two that make it something that it's not. I love that. You keep calling him Big Daddy.
Oh, I will.
Oh, I will.
Oh, I love it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Pet names. That's going to be our topic. You got 10 minutes, Eric. If you know anybody that has a really funny pet name, you'll want to call them and tell them they want to hear this song. Coming up next here on 100.3 The Bull. 10-minute tune. You know how it works. You give us a topic. Eric has 10 minutes to go out of the studio, think about it, Google, evidently, and then write a song and come back and perform it. And today the suggestion was...
I think you should sing about pet names for your spouse. I personally call my husband Big Daddy.
Okay. All right. So that's what started it here this morning. He's just back in the studio. How did it go?
Hi, Eric.
Big Daddy.
I actually included that one because I think the caller said Big Daddy, right?
We just played her. Yeah.
I also included the one I've heard you say every single time you answer your dumb phone, George.
Honey Bunny.
Yes, Honey Bunny. Okay, hear it in the studio every day.
Hey, Honey Bunny.
I love you, Honey Bunny.
I love you, Honey Bunny.
What's up, Honey Bunny?
That's what I say to my wife.
He's not talking to us. He's talking to his wife, just to be clear.
It's every day. So right, I included that for you.
Okay, good. I got a Honey Bunny in there. Okay, all right.
All right.
Are we ready then? So in the style of, should we kind of warn people what it is?
Sure. In the style of cold beer calling my name.
Okay.
All right. So, Eric's 10-minute tune. Pet name this morning on the Morning Bullpen.
We've been together for a long time, lover, and she's all mine, Lord. There's just one thing. She calls me honey dumpling, squishy sugar muffin, anything but my name. Honey pot, schmooky babe, toots cupcake, Captain Hottie, Big Daddy, tater tot, gummy bear, cookie monster, don't forget honey bunny. These are some of my pet names, like Mr. Loves a Lot and Papa Chocolate. It's so humiliating when we are out in public and she calls me her pumpkin, kissy cakes, Mr. Man. My baby's so embarrassing, my face turns red, I'm ashamed. These are some of my pet names.
I like it.
Wow.
Very well done. What did he miss? That's what I want to know. 713-881-5500. Does Kylie have pet names for you? Or
We just do Babe. We keep it super simple.
What about the plumber and Mo?
Yeah, I call him the plumber.
That's your pet name.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's true, right? Yeah.
So, okay. Cool nickname like that.
Work on it.
Any pet names that we missed out on? You can always let us know what you thought of the song or what he should sing about. 713-881-5500. It's our 10-minute tune here on The Bull. Y'all recall a few weeks ago we had Tin Man Jam and we had an online auction. And in that online auction were some tickets to a Texans game with sideline access. And Damian is on the phone this morning. And Damian, you won the bid on those, but you had a plan for them already?
I really wanted to use that opportunity to do something that I needed to do for a long time, which was propose to my longtime girlfriend. I had taken her to a first Texans game quite a few years ago, and I kind of felt like this was the perfect opportunity to do what I needed to do and finally get down on that knee and propose to her.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so you won this amazing package thanks to our friends at the Houston Texans, and they treated you well.
Oh, it's beyond belief. I mean, it was just, I can't thank Alex enough over there. The whole Texans organization, Toro, my man Eric, you know, it was unbelievable.
That's one thing we haven't discussed is that I was a small part of their engagement.
Yes.
So
you were a huge part, Eric.
Aww.
Huge part.
So Damien and I started texting when I found out that he had won the package. Mo actually connected me and the Texans organization. I got a hold of Damien, and me, Damien, and Toro came up with a plan. And I was part of that plan because it was my job to film a fake interview with Christy. She thought she was just doing an interview on the sidelines with the Bull. That's all she thought. And then Damien, tell them who popped out of the tunnel.
Here comes Toro out of the tunnel. And Christy's a huge, huge Toro fan. And Toro comes popping out of the tunnel with a sign that says, "Where is Christy?" He walked over and she was just starstruck. I mean, we didn't know what to do. She was so giddy. And then he dropped a sign that said, Damien has a question.
Okay. I know Christy's there. Christy, I want to hear your version of what happened next.
Okay, so I am a huge Toro fan. And I'm literally like a little child in a store waving down their idol going, it's me, Toro. And he can't come go with a sign. And he dropped and it says, Damien has a question. I was still so starstruck. And he literally had to point to Damien behind me to get me to turn around to see Damien on one knee.
What was going through your mind when you saw Toro was holding a sign with your name on it? Was that just a normal day?
I thought Damien surprised me by getting me to hang out with Toro. I didn't know.
And then when you turned around, he had the ring. And you, of course, said yes. And everyone around started clapping. All the Texans organization folks were clapping. Aww. All the fans who were up in the stands, yes, right above you started clapping. It was a beautiful moment.
Yeah, it was. And what's funny about that, too, is that when I gave her the ring, she was still so excited about Toro that she just grabbed the ring. I didn't have a chance to put it on her. I hugged her and picked her up, and then she got down and was still looking for Toro.
She's like, "Okay, Damien, you're fine, but where is Toro?" You know. Well, exactly. We love this so much. And by the way, if we don't get an invitation to the wedding after all this, we're going to come looking for you all. Okay.
That's already in the works. That's already in the plans. Aww. And I can't thank Eric enough, and the whole entire Texans organization, Toro specifically as well, Alex over there at the Texans. It was beyond belief. I mean, it just took a small little thing that I was trying to do on the field and turned it into something that was phenomenal.
Definitely made amazing memory.
We love it that something that was important to you was something that was important to us. You helped us raise so much money for the PTSD Foundation of America by bidding online in that auction. And the fact that it came out so well for you all just makes us beyond happy. Happy Thanksgiving, y'all.
Thank you.
The new Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric.
It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for her money, because Mo knows country.
Alicia's in Kima, and she's going to take on Mo today. Alicia, this is how you get $100 in cash.
All right.
That $100 bill is right out of Mo's purse. It's going to be yours, but you got to win. So we're going to ask you both five country-related trivia questions, and whoever gets the most right answers wins. But ties always go to Mo. Why is that, Alicia?
Because Mo's paying me $100.
All right, tell her to get out of here, Alicia. We'll get this game started.
All right, get out of there, Mo. Thank you.
All right, Alicia, five country-related trivia questions, and they start right now. Question number one, his name is Samuel Timothy Smith, but you might know him as the singer of Live Like You Were Dying. Give me his stage name.
Tim McGraw.
Question number two, Lainey Wilson got her classic country accent by growing up on a farm in this neighbor state of Texas.
Oklahoma.
Question number three, there'll be time enough for counting when the dealin's done. That's a lyric from what classic Kenny Rogers song?
The Gambler.
Question number four. Ooh. William Joe Covington, the third, finished eighth on American Idol, but he had a good country career. You know him best as A, Sucky Covington, B, Trucky Covington, or C, Bucky Covington.
I think it's the last one.
Okay, question number five. Chase Beckham, a new country artist, actually wowed Luke, Katie, and Lionel when he won what TV singing show?
American Idol.
I hear that question mark on there. Let's get Mo back in, and we'll find out what she can do with these today.
All right, Alicia, you did a great job. You got 4 out of 5.
Okay, yay.
Dang, girl.
Dang, I wonder which one I got wrong.
Okay, all right, we're about to find out here because, Mo, here are your questions.
Let's do it.
Question number one, his name is Samuel Timothy Smith, but you might know him as the singer of Live Like You Were Dying. Give me his stage name.
Live Like You Were Dying is Tim McGraw?
It is Tim McGraw.
His name is Sam.
His name is Samuel.
Wow. And I'm rethinking a lot of things. Like, do his daughters go by McGraw?
No. Or Smith?
I don't know.
All right. You're tied 1-1.
Question number two. Lainey Wilson got her classic country accent by growing up on a farm in this neighbor state of Texas.
Yes, Louisiana.
It is Louisiana.
Yes. Her answer was Oklahoma. So you're winning now, Mo. 2-1.
It's okay. Good guess.
Question number three. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealin's done. That's a lyric from what classic Kenny Rogers song?
Oh, I don't know. He's the chicken guy.
You want to take a guess?
No.
Kenny Rogers song.
I couldn't even.
You know a Kenny Rogers.
He sings with Dolly. Him and Dolly have a song together.
Okay, that song's called?
I have no idea.
Okay. You're wrong.
Ocean's in the Wind.
No.
What is it? What's your song?
It's The Gambler, Mo.
Oh, sorry.
That song is called Islands in the Stream. Oh. All right. Alicia, this is great news for you, okay?
There's still a chance.
Yes, there's a big chance because you're tied 2-2. She has to get both of the next questions right or you get her money.
Okay, let's go.
All right, question number four, Mo.
Yes.
William Joel Covington III finished 8th on American Idol. He had a good country career, but we know him best as A, Sucky Covington, B, Trucky Covington, or C, Bucky Covington.
Let's go with C, George.
Bucky Covington is correct, yes.
All right, we've got to get this next one right, Mo.
Oh, my word.
Let's stay in that genre, shall we? Question number five. Chase Beckham, a new country artist, actually wowed Luke, Katie, and Lionel when he won what TV singing show?
Oh, American Idol? Is Luke.
Mo.
Luke, yes.
You need this one.
I don't. It could be the other one. I don't know.
It is American Idol.
Alicia, you tied, but you did a heck of a job. You tied her 4-4.
Four pretty good.
She wants a rematch.
Yes.
Deal.
We'll have to get you back for a rematch. But right now, Alicia, you know what you got to say.
This is Alicia and Kima and Mo Knows Country.
Yeah, she barely. Does. Not Kenny Rogers.
Oceans in the Wind.